What about the issue of patients with hepatic-only metastases and the question first of patients who maybe could be converted from non-resectable to resectable in that kind of a clinical situation? What do we know about efficacy, response rate, et cetera, various options in that situation? And also, can you talk a little bit about the work, including your work, looking at morbidity from hepatic resection in patients who've had bevacizumab?
Yeah, so a great question, and this is, I think, a great illustration where things get very complicated very quickly. So the first thing is the potential to convert patients to resectable with curative intent is a great thing and a great goal. That doesn't mean it's a very easy endpoint to measure in a clinical study, and it's even more difficult if you make cross-study comparisons. In general, making cross-study post-hoc comparisons is problematic. It gets even worse in subgroups of patients where there's the potential of bias related to selection or small imbalances in patient characteristics. So, for example, resectable is often, to some degree, in the eye of the beholder, that is the technical skill of the surgeon, the availability of expertise to stage and perform these resections. Although the availability of this has improved significantly over the last several years. The other issue is if you have small differences in the tumor or the patient, you know, borderline resectable gets very complicated, and whether a patient has two or three lesions, the location can mean that very small differences in tumor size can affect whether or not they are very borderline or marginally borderline or hopefully borderline as far as potential for resectability. What this means is that the other thing is the patients who convert to resectable are a very small number of the total number of patients currently studied. And what this means is, in addition, there is the potential for the clinician, the patient, and the surgeon to sense that a quote-unquote more active regimen may do a better job of downstaging the patient. And if, for example, with oxaliplatin, if you get neuropathy, you may perceive that that did a better job of downstaging the patient. And similarly, if you have a rash, you may think that that may end up biasing the patient to look better than they would just by the metrics of their tumor measurements. With those caveats, I think we need to be extremely careful about post-hoc comparisons of resectability across different studies. It also means that even prospective studies are going to be very problematic because it's such a small number of patients who will drive any apparent differences. With those caveats, which are very important because they may actually matter more than what I'm about to say about how good we are currently at downstaging patients. First of all, it looks like the number of patients who can be converted is increasing compared to what was available before CAR-T biological therapy was added to chemotherapy.